Wow. You want to introduce your friend? Want to introduce your friend, Michael?
Thanks. That's Manus Etienne from Lagos, Nigeria. He's the drummer, spearhead, and he's singing background.
No. It's great to see you. I went to Fela Shrine in Lagos. I was there a few years ago, and you know, there was just music there throughout the night.
Yeah, yeah, music and smoke.
Well, this is really quite an hour because music has such a tremendous effect and reaches so many people beyond language across cultures. We're joined by Michael Franti and of Spearhead and Amy Ray of Indigo Girls. Her latest CD is Stag. She did it solo. And we're talking about life and love and politics. Amy, you went down to Chiapas. You were with the Zapatistas there. You've been at the School of the Americas protests. In fact, one of the times you were at the School of the Americas protests, you were wearing someone's T-shirt that said, "Support the troops," and they were talking about the Zapatistas. Yeah. "Support our troops," I think it was.
Yeah.
How do you connect Chiapas with Cuba, with what you're doing now, going around the country with your suffragette sessions?
I guess I connect a lot of those things. I mean, Chiapas, Cuba, the indigenous rights, you know, the disenfranchisement of people. I mean, it's based on a paradigm that needs to shift, you
and
know.
Your and honor the
corporate,
earth,
your corporate paradigm.
Uh-huh.
And honor the earth tours. And I think what we're working towards is trying to put humans before profit, basically. And I think that when you look at Cuba and you look at indigenous struggles and you look at the Zapatistas and you look at a lot of the things we do, it's trying to work against a government that is complicit in so many things. I mean, the SOA, you know, it's and they're all complex issues, you know. It's not, I don't pretend to know everything about every issue, but I do know that I've been in these places and I know what's right for, you know, in my eyes, and that people should come before money.
You've spent a lot of time touring with Winona LaDuke,
yeah,
with Honor the Earth.
Yeah, Winona is one of the lead people in the Honor the Earth campaign, we've been doing this since 91, and she's been part of our campaign since then. And so she really, I mean, my model of activism was really taught to me by the indigenous struggles and more than any movement I've been a part of.
Would you like to sing something?
I will. I'm going to sing something, which is weird. I mean, I'm just working on a new record with Emily. We're putting together a folk record, and I've been working on this song that it's not done yet, but I'll play it anyway. And it has a lot to do with just, I'm a Southerner, and my family's from generations in the South, and I'm constantly struggling with, like, you know, my loyalty to the, in an odd way, to the Confederacy, you know.
No, this is interesting.
Not to racism, you know. But loyalty as a Southerner. But I, you know, I fight the racism but I also, people that are from other areas that think the South is all about racism don't understand that it's also the center of the civil rights struggle, you know, in some ways. And so I'm proud of the activism that's been done down there. But I've also been thinking a lot about the mainstream and the extremes and, you know, just how we work together and how we solve our problems and stuff. So I'm working on this song. I'll just play you it and I'll fill in words that I don't have yet.